Breaking Bread is brought to you by North York Community House, an organization that builds strong, resilient, and inclusive communities in Northwest Toronto.
Shift. It's time for a shift. This is the shift.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. My name is Kadeen Bankasing, and I'll be your host for this episode of Breaking Bread, Stories of Black Communities in Transition. Our limited podcast series seeks to take a deeper dive into redevelopment and uncover the truth about this phenomenon in the city of Toronto. Throughout this journey, we'll be speaking to residents, community leaders, and industry experts who'll shed light on the experiences of those living through these major transitions and take a deeper dive into the real consequences of urban redevelopment. This is episode 5 of Breaking Bread, Stories of Black Communities in Transition. In our previous episode of Breaking Bread, we continued our exploration on the impacts of redevelopment for key stakeholders. We were joined by Jason McDonald, a business owner in the Little Jamaica area of Eglinton West, and Balkis Hashiru, a resident of Lawrence Heights, both of who shared their stories and realities as their communities have undergone redevelopment. Today, we'll be moving forward from the topic of impacts and begin discussing heritage, specifically heritage preservation as it relates to the City of Toronto. We're joined by Gary Miedema, who works with heritage planning in the City of Toronto. First, I want to say thank you so much, Gary, for making some time to be with us this afternoon. To get us started, can you introduce yourself, your role, and what you do at the City of Toronto?
Sure. A pleasure to be with you, and thanks for looking me up. So my name is Gary Miedema, and I am a project manager with Heritage Planning, which is a unit within the City Planning Division in the City of Toronto. And that unit is responsible for the a fairly technical aspect of heritage, which we'll get into, which is identifying properties, places that should be added to the heritage register and therefore conserved. So I'm involved in that body of work. And for the last number of years, I've been leading a project called the Toronto Heritage Survey, which is also trying to do that work at a more, at a citywide level, look at areas in a consistent way that engages communities in a very meaningful way to understand what they feel about heritage in order to do that identification process. I have a PhD in Canadian history, and then I came into the public history sector, and I worked with Heritage Toronto for a long time, just doing the storytelling, plaques and markers, walking tours, and then came into the city planning side. So that academic history is a long way past for me, but that public history piece of engaging with communities is really very present. So anyways, that's who I am.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing. And your work definitely sounds interesting. It sounds interesting in a way that if you are, if you have a niche, you know, that's one way to be able to grow that into experience.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, I am. So heritage is the reason that we are here having this conversation today. So definitely hoping that you can help us understand heritage more. Mm-hmm. In the city of Toronto, and what, you know, and how it shows up or works in the city of Toronto. So I'm actually wondering if you can tell us how heritage is defined in the city of Toronto.
So I'm going to try to come at this a few different ways, and I love the question. Yes. Because heritage is one of those words that is amorphous. And I think heritage means a lot of different things for different people. So first of all, at a high level, looking at that term heritage, I think it includes everything. So I'm going to take your question as in the city of Toronto to now talk about what does it mean for people in the city of Toronto, and then I'll narrow it to that kind of bureaucratic understanding of heritage in terms of what we do, right? A policy understanding of heritage, which is a very different thing. Mm-hmm. So I think, first of all, heritage can be a family recipe. Mm-hmm. It can be a song that was sung to you as a kid that now you sing to your family. It can be, I've got a little treasure chest in my house that includes the a pair of skates that my grandparents, my Oma and Opa, brought when they came from Holland in the 1950s and immigrated to Canada. So, you know, that to me is a very personal sense of what my heritage is. I have flowers in my garden that I remember from my Opa's garden, right? So that the flowers in my garden have a sense of heritage to me. So there's a big picture. It's music, it's culture, it's food, it's all kinds of things, right? Then in dance and movement, art. And so when we think of it that broad, there's a whole bunch of different ways into. And then I should say it's also places, it's buildings and it's places, but they're just a piece of that much bigger spectrum, I think, of what we call heritage. Mm-hmm. So within the city as a boundary, there are so many ways that people are talking about heritage, living their heritage, whether it's through, there's of course historical societies in all kinds of neighborhoods, but there's lots of groups that I think wouldn't consider themselves or wouldn't call themselves a heritage group, but might be a group that is or a venue that is a live music venue that just by being there is keeping a kind of music alive, right? Or it could be a local community organization that on the side does some storytelling. They're not a historical society, but understanding what their neighborhood is and how it's functioned and who the people are is a part of what they do, right? So there's so many different ways, formal and informal. Recipe books put together by schools. Like, you can think of all the different ways that people might be thinking about heritage.
Yeah.
And then there's the kind of formal avenues where there are, again, neighborhood historical societies. I think of the Ontario Black Historical Society as an example of an organization that's Ontario-wide, but also does a lot of work citywide to represent and speak for a particular community or communities. And then there are a number of organizations like the Museum of Toronto. I'm not sure if you've heard of them, or the Ward Museum, which are newer organizations which are doing a lot of really great work working within communities to tell a really wide range of stories. Mm-hmm. And I've just tapped the iceberg of what's out there in terms of what people are doing, right? And then you move into the city proper, and we have an agency called Heritage Toronto. And that agency is arm's length from the city. It does a lot of fundraising to support its efforts. It only gets some of its budget from the City of Toronto proper, but it does plaques and markers around the city. And you can Google it and you'll see what it does. It also does walking tours. So it has done recent walking tours of Little Jamaica, for example. And so they do lots of interesting work. So how do they define heritage is an interesting question, right? Because they have evaluation schemes for understanding what they'll commemorate, and they decide which walks they do and everything else. I think you'll find a very broad spectrum. Then we have a division called Economic Development and Culture Division. Mm-hmm. Economic Development and Culture. So it's a big spectrum of stuff that they do, but they do everything from, I don't know if you've experienced a cultural hotspots program.
Yes.
Okay. So they will provide funding and support for the arts in all kinds of different ways. They will also, and cultural hotspots is one of those, working with communities to encourage arts and storytelling, including aspects of heritage and history in terms of walking tours. Mm-hmm. Programs that fund festivals, community festivals, whether it's, I think of a festival in Koreatown or a festival. And so there's so many of these street festivals around the city also celebrate particular cultures, right? Have an interest in a particular culture, taste of Little Italy or Little Portugal or whatever it would be, right? And down in the part of the city where I am. And then arts funding in general is a way of connecting to all that work. Music, there's a music office in the city that's very concerned about music venues and supporting the music industry in the City of Toronto. And then they also have, and this is where we get more to the kind of heritage that we think of more often, is museums. So there's 10 citywide museums. They're in North York, they're in Scarborough, Etobicoke, downtown, that are a legacy of earlier periods of this history, and that are maintained by that unit in the city of Toronto. And then they also have a collection, a curated collection of artifacts from the history of Toronto. And if you want a great tour, I could hook you up with the curator of that collections. But it's a fascinating collection of things that the city has gathered over many, many years. And some of those collections are seen within the museums, and some of them are in storage because there's just not enough room. And so again, a really interesting history about that collection, how it was formed, when the acquisitions happened, how it's changed over time. So that's that. Economic development of culture. And then there's heritage planning. And you can kind of see this upside down triangle, right? That kind of narrows down. And the work that heritage planning does is we, again, as I said earlier, we are responsible for identifying properties. At the end of the day, it is properties. We can talk about places as well, right? Places and properties, not just buildings. Could be a landscape, but we are responsible for researching and identifying properties that staff then run through criteria that are given to us by the province of Ontario. So it's not the city's criteria, it's the province has put forward criteria. We run them through that criteria, and if they meet that criteria, we recommend those properties eventually to city council, and city council has to decide if they agree with the staff recommendations or not. If they do, they're added to the heritage register. So half of our unit is responsible for that process, identifying and recommending. The other half is responsible for what do we do with those buildings once they're on the register. So if someone wants to change that building, they submit a building permit. And we review those building permits to make sure that whatever change is going to happen respects what's important about that building. So these are not museums, right? There's over 10,000 properties on the Heritage Register. There's a lot of them. A lot of change can happen on one of those heritage properties. So by no means does being on the register say no change can happen. It does mean that on behalf of the public, that city staff will review that change to make sure that what's important about that building as a part of its heritage is woven into that change.
Wow.
So there's a long answer, but.
Yeah, no, this is exactly why you are here, right? This is exactly why you're here, Gary, because literally we started with this single word heritage, right? And to take it from the broad ways in which people experience heritage or might recognize it in their, you know, in our memories, right? Or in our relationship to each other and to spaces, down to now this, these processes, right? Through which
City is actually
doing its work, right? So we may experience one, at least for myself, one aspect of heritage, but rarely be able to see it all together and understand that, hey, there's just so much of it in a city like Toronto as well, right? We've got, you know, diversity and multiculturalism. So thank you. Thank you very much.
That's it for this week's episode. It was a short one, but a good one. Gary has a lot more to say about heritage, so make sure you join us next week to continue this conversation. See you then.
This is The Shift. Big change, big things in the phase. Yeah, big change, big things in the phase. Yeah, big change, big things in the phase. Yeah.
This podcast is brought to you by North York Community House. North York Community House builds strong, resilient, and inclusive communities in Northwest Toronto. We help children, youth, parents, and seniors become active, engaged citizens who lead positive change in their neighborhoods. Find us at nych.ca.